Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Nothing makes me happier than eating chocolate. And if I'm not eating chocolate, then talking about it makes me feel happy too. As a matter of fact, we have a work of art. It's a photographic image of a Hershey bar. It's 18, maybe, I think it's 18 inches wide. It might be 20. And it's about 6 feet long. And the upper right edge, well, the brown wrapper slid down. The aluminum foil is crinkled back. And there's a big missing bite in the upper right-hand corner. That Hershey bar used to be on the wall in my office in my last life, where I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, where there was always a lot of crisis of the moment because we were a big company. So I always felt like a little fireman running around my desk with my little fire boots and my little fire hat and my little fire hose, putting out all the fires on my desk. And what sustained me was eating chocolate, especially on days when lunch was not... What's a lunch? And I traveled to some of the most glamorous places around the world and stayed at the most fabulous hotels that would have spas and outdoor and indoor facilities of pools and this and that. And people would say, you know, oh, how glamorous. And, you know, thinking I pack a bathing suit when I go to these. Like, what's a bathing suit? And what's lunch? Lunch was something that didn't happen, but Hershey bars did. So one day I saw this in a gallery and said, gotta have it. And it's now, if you come to visit us in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts at the Crown Plaza Berkshire in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, our studio is across from the pub that wraps in the arcade that wraps around the lobby of the hotel. And so we're on the lobby level. And you can peek in the studio if we're not here. And you will see the big giant chocolate bar on my wall. We went to Hershey, Pennsylvania in November. It was great fun. And I want to go back again. I want to go back in the springtime because they have gardens and things that you really can't appreciate in November the way you would in the spring. But I am very happy that we were talking about things chocolate. And because of that, I invited the premier chocolatier in Western Massachusetts, maybe in all of Massachusetts, maybe east of the Mississippi for sure. And that's Joshua Needleman, who is the owner, founder, propeller forward visionary, and all things chocolate man at Chocolate Springs. We interviewed you, Joshua, when you were open, maybe, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months, something like that.
Almost 13 years ago.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And look at you. You have grown into being the chocolate man.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here, Stephanie.
I want to tell you that we are truly chocoholics in our family, and with good reason, and very selective about the chocolate we like to eat, by the way. And when my son was visiting, who I'm sure food was part of the reason he chose the San Francisco as the place for our tech team and internet office. we stopped by when he was visiting a few weeks back because he was having a chocolate attack. And I said, oh, we stop at Chocolate Springs. And he was very skeptical about whether this would meet his critical view of the standard of chocolate a la Drew Abrams. So we stopped and he went in, he got his little sack and he came out and he got in the back seat of the car and he took a bite. And the heavenly sound was only missing the sound of the harp. You passed the test of flying colors. I tried to call you and tell you that, but you were up to your neck in chocolate because it was just before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So your shop has really become, you know, the hit parade on the East Coast of places. Chocolate Springs in Lenox, Massachusetts, people. Tell us why.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm happy to be here. And yeah, chocolate to me is all about transformation and both in your own mind, body, you know, when you eat it, you're transformed to a new place. But also the process of making it is very transformative to go from a, you know, a tree. It comes, it's the seed of a new plant, of a tree, of the cocoa tree, and it grows in the tropics. So we get to be transported in your travel theme here of from the tropics to wherever you end up eating it. So it's a tropical fruit, basically. And it has been transformed through the process of making chocolate. So it's the beans actually fermented. So you have a wine making process and also roasted. So you have a coffee making process, and the two are blended together in, and then ground and then formed into whatever different shapes and flavors, and the possibilities are infinite. So to me, that's part of the fun of that transformation process. And it's fun to see people being transformed, but also being a part of the creation process of making the chocolates.
You have done very serious studies in the making of chocolate. And that has taken you traveling as well.
Yes. Yep. Been to Madagascar was probably the farthest place, which was a magical experience. Amazing.
Why?
Yeah, just to see the source of, to me, one of my favorite chocolates comes from Madagascar because it's known for its fruity qualities of the beans there. And it has a pretty high acidity, but just it tastes like almost raspberries and passion fruit infused already into the chocolate without those actual ingredients being in there. So it's very complex flavors.
Why is
and,
that?
It's the terroir, like where it grows. The mountains are gorgeous, and then by the ocean, and they're under special shade trees too, of how they grow. So it's just like wine, the same thing of the environment makes a difference. And it's you know, being an island, remote, you know, with lemurs, and the people were very friendly. They live in much less sophisticated arrangements than we have here, and basic housing, and it's, but
are there any chocolateers there, or they're just developing the bean?
Mostly the bean, yeah. Mostly the bean. I think there's one, I believe, Medicase, I think they're producing there, I think, still.
For export only, or if you visited Madagascar, could you go and chow down on chocolate?
Not so much. See, that's the sad part, is they don't know chocolate the way we know it. They know it as the beans, but it's, that's that transformation thing that we, that other countries do, and because they don't always have the mechanization and the equipment, and the and it's hot. So it's tropical, you know, 90, 100 degrees, super lush and green, and but chocolate as we know it, your Hershey bar would melt in those conditions.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a good thing.
But we brought them some and they loved it. So
the reason chocolate melts in your hand is the melting temperature for chocolate is 90 degrees Fahrenheit, and your body normally is 98 and change or hotter. So even if you know, woke up early in the morning and your basal temperature was 96 or 97 degrees, it would still be hotter than the melting temperature of chocolate. So
you got it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what makes it so delicious, too, is that it transforms when you eat it. It goes from a solid to a liquid in your mouth and releases all those amazing aromas. And
that's why even though they have, they do all kinds of recipes in Mexico. I mean, even chicken with chocolate sauce. And it sounds ridiculous, but it's great. But if you go into candy shops, and you'll mostly see hard candies and taffies and jelly beans, and, you know, keeping chocolate is not an easy story in a hot weather destination.
Exactly. Yep.
So, but I was thinking, I'm glad you mentioned Madagascar, because that's, I mean, people for the most part know it because of the animated film.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was yep. there any chocolate? I never saw that film. Is there any chocolate in that film?
There probably was, not. Actually. No. Yeah.
Only in the theater next to the popcorn.
Right, right.
But
I did have a lemur on my shoulder and eat a banana out of my hand. So they do have, and they do dance, actually. So the animals, they kind of squawk at each other, like the males and the females kind of talk to each other back and forth, which was kind of interesting.
I'm sure if you were Dr. Doolittle, you would have known exactly what they were saying. But I remember when you went off to Lyon.
Yes.
On multiple occasions.
France, yep.
When's the last time you did that?
Lyon was 3 years ago for the Syrah and the World Cup, the Pastry World Cup. I just got back 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago from Italy from the CGEP, the Gelato World Cup, which my friend, which you might have known from Chef Tim Brown, he used to be the pastry chef at Wheatley, was on the U.S. team for the Gelato World Cup. So,
for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, so I went to support him in Rimini, Italy, and so that was a. They had a lot of nice chocolate there too, gelatos, and but it was mainly desserts and gelato, coffee. Huge exposition with people from all over the world.
Wow,
so it was great.
That's what we call a term that I coined: intentional travel. When you go somewhere with a purpose. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're talking with Joshua Needleman, the founder and the visionary for Chocolate Springs in Lenox, Massachusetts. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
But who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet, suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Woo! Everybody in the world likes chocolate.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's a pleasure to be talking chocolate. Yes, with Joshua Needleman of all people, who just apologized for arriving at the studio without bringing us even one little bitty piece.
Yes, it will be coming soon. It will be coming later today.
You know what? The thing that makes me happy with eating your chocolate is that it's almost guilt-free.
Right, yep.
And explain why.
Yeah, I mean, it's quality of the cocoa beans and the complexity of flavors and low in sugar, too. So you're getting mostly the cocoa beans, which has all the polyphenols and antioxidants in there, and theobromine is the stimulant, which is way different than caffeine. So there's a little bit of caffeine, but more theobromine, which chocolate gives you that boost of energy, but also a sense of peace at the same time, which is kind of a nice side effect,
moment.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, we put different flavors with it. So whether it's raspberry or jasmine tea or champagne cognac, or pure dark with, like, I do three textures of chocolate with the cocoa nibs, the tempered chocolate, and ganache. So it's called Cocoa Rush, which gives you a great boost. And and people, they come to the shop. You can order online.
So people come in grumpy stuff, and walk out smiling? Is that
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. And great gifts. And that's the transformation. Yes. Coming back to transformation. Right. So chocolate can transform your day. And
there's no question about it. There's no question about it. But your chocolate, I mean, I don't know if you do milk chocolate, but I've never had milk chocolate from your shop because your dark chocolate stuff is just so wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, we do milk. It has a lot of caramel flavor in the milk chocolate and a little bit of white, but mostly dark, some milk and a touch of white. So.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, Chocolate Springs is an attraction in the Berkshires. It's not just a place you go to get yourself some candy. Because that you can do anywhere. And, and it'll be as mundane as getting it anywhere. But if you really want a pure chocolate fix, then you have to go to in Berkshire County, in Western Massachusetts, in Lenox. But it's not in downtown Lenox, in the little town. It's on Route 7. And it's, what is it called, Lenox Commons?
Lenox Commons, yes. Yeah. But that's where I have things from all over the world, too, there. So, I mean, we have sculptures and pieces from Paris, some things from Paris, from Madagascar, from Ecuador. So that's where, to me, it is that, kind of place to go and relax. And we have the leather couches and, cherry tables and gelato, too. So we make our own gelato. So summertime you can get... you know, chocolate gelato, all of those
things. So why didn't you enter the gelato thingy there?
Yeah, I was too busy to doing other things, making chocolates at Chocolate Springs.
But
they spent 9 months over a year to prepare for this thing. So it's
in
amazing,
Italy.
Yeah, to go there. So it's a huge commitment.
Where in Italy
do
they have it?
Rimini. In Rimini.
Rimini. I don't know where that is.
You fly into Bologna, and then it's on the east coast of Italy, across from Florence, the other side of Italy from Florence.
Okay.
Or friends.
Yeah.
Know.
And from Florence, it's fairly easy to get to Pisa.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yep. I actually did a Leaning Tower of Pisa out of chocolate when I was at the Culinary Institute of America. So it's funny you mentioned that.
You were a student
one of the thing. I was a student, and we did an Italian dessert theme, and that was back in 1993. So, yeah.
How tall was this thing?
About 4 feet tall, I think it was. Yeah, or maybe three feet tall. And then they put it in the Caterina de' Medici restaurant for a year after
Where
we graduated. That was one of their restaurants at CIA.
Oh, I've never been there.
They have the four restaurants there. So, yeah, they have four restaurants open to the public. So then you get served by food cooked by the students.
Don't you have to make a reservation like a million years in advance or something?
Yes, a month or so, yeah. But they also have a apple pie bakery now. They opened a bakery in there that you can just walk in and get stuff there, so... It's
the
fun.
Culinary Institute of America, that's one of those places with funny initials.
Yeah, CIA. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
See, the other place with funny initials is, and think about it, people, just think about the initials, Williamstown Theater Festival. And they put themselves out all the time as the WTF. And I have to tell you, that leaves something to be desired.
Right.
So,
Williams is a beautiful place, though.
Oh, it is.
And Williams College is.
And it's right here in this county.
Yes. Yep.
And if you want to see a little bit of this county in film, and Williamstown in film, see the film Human Stain with Anthony Hopkins and what's her name? Nicole Kidman.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Didn't you know it was made here? Did you ever see the film?
No, I have. I learned something new.
You know, I think it lasted in theaters in Berkshire County a week because we missed it.
Right.
You know, I thought, we'll see it next week. Only next week it was gone.
Right.
But it is one of those thinking people's films that is amazing. And the acting is amazing and the scenery is wonderful. It was partly filmed a little bit in New York City. Much of it in Berkshire County, and mostly in North County around Williamstown, and part of it in Montreal.
Nice.
And very, very interesting story. So
speaking of New York, I did used to work in New York City, too.
Where'd you work?
3 years. At La Maison de Chocolat on 78th and Madison, and also Rockefeller Center. So
hasn't that place been there a million years?
No, I was there for opening of Rockefeller Center, and 3 months after they opened, it was in... I think 1999, or they opened on 73rd and then they moved to 79th.
Yeah, because I remember that place, and there was a bakery not far away.
Yep, and Saint Ambrose.
When I was in college, and we had all kinds of reasons, I lived in Queens, New York, and we would go into Manhattan for all kinds of cultural things that associated with courses. So we.
Yeah, and I was there during 9/11, and that was one reason I actually decided to open my own shop and finally. And move back up home to this area and open Chocolate Springs. So
yeah, but I remember the first time I went into that bakery on Madison Avenue. It had the most gorgeous, yummy things in the window, and all the bakeries I knew sold things by the pound. Mm-hmm. So it was a surprise to go in and ask for a half a pound of cookies or whatever, and they looked at me like I had two heads because everything was sold by the piece.
Right. Yep.
So those things have changed.
Yes.
Yes. So, bananas used to be sold by the bunch, it's a changing
world. Times they are changing.
Yes, the times they are changing. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're talking with Joshua Needleman about traveling chocolate. And, there's some places in the world that are chocolate-oriented, and I have a very big question about something that, like the country called Macedonia, has nothing to do with Greece. And it really upsets Greek people, by the way, when they hear Macedonia. The Greeks don't believe that those folks that live in Macedonia have any reason to be glomming on to the name, because it's a name associated with Greece and a lot of history behind that. But I have those same feelings, but not about Macedonia. about something called white chocolate. And we'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Well, time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Wait a minute. I have the pleasure of having Joshua Needleman with me. You know, it's always fun to explore the world through a particular niche market, and what we're talking about today is chocolate. Josh is the visionary and owner, spearheading all that makes a place called Chocolate Springs in Lenox, Massachusetts, but not in the downtown. You know, a lot of people go into downtown Lenox, which is probably, I don't know, 3-4 square blocks, and noodle around there, and it's a sweet little town with lots of history. But you have to leave that downtown area, get on Route 7. From Lenox, you'd be going north on Route 7, and don't go flying by because you'll pass Lenox Commons, which is a kind of big off-the-road cul-de-sac of a shopping center. And if you get lucky, Chocolate Springs van will be parked off on the side. What a great ad that is. You want to talk about getting your own billboard a billboard? Right. It's a chocolate covered.
It's a chocolate mobile.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a chocolate covered van. It's chocolate in color, and then it's got all this good looking stuff on it. It's graphic chocolates and
gelato, too.
Yum.
We have our ice cream cone. Gelato pop and chocolates on it. And a hot chocolate, too.
And
which
you
hot chocolate
even, you didn't bring
delicious,
me anything, so, and you continue to speak about these things.
It'll
this
be
is
coming
a new,
shortly.
You know, they talk about waterboarding as being a form of torture. No,
temptation.
This is it. This
leads
is
you
it.
Into
stop,
temptation.
Stop.
Yes.
No more. I give up. I wanted to talk with you about some of the other places in the world that I know. I think the first time I spoke to you when you were going off to France to do some chocolate studies has to be like 8 years ago. Because this one that you mentioned 3 years ago had some bells and whistles I hadn't
World
heard
Cup,
about.
Yeah, in Lyon.
The World Cup of Chocolate. Now
well, they did Pastry World Cup. It's called the Coupe du Monde de la Pâtisserie. Oui. So that's in Lyon.
Et vous parlez français ou non?
Oui, oui.
Oh.
Pas parfait, mais assez pour marcher. Pour le chocolat,
parfait,
ça marche.
Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Pas parfait. Comme franglais. Is that what
comme
you speak?
Okay.
Exactly. Not exactly
comme
perfect.
Un cuisinier.
Okay.
Or pâtissier, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, that works. So let's talk about places in the world. Have you been, first of all, why is Lyon the center of all this good stuff that goes on related to chocolate?
Yeah,
in Europe particularly, but in France in particular.
Yeah, it's the heritage of food. And I mean, it was the original capital, I guess, before Paris. And then, you know, I think agriculturally, too, they have farms. It's a little it's an agriculturally rich region, which leads to great food and wine and all of that yummy stuff. And chocolate, the French like to do it with less sugar and have their own traditions. And, you know, each country has its own style of chocolate making. So have also been to, Ten Hermitage, to the Valrhona factory. And Valrhona is an amazing chocolate
Have
company,
you been to the chocolate factory and chocolate museum that's now over 500 years old in Bayonne on the west coast of France?
No, it is on my list, though, of places to go.
Okay, so now here's what you need to do. Here's what you need
Pas
to
encore.
Do. See, I'm a great believer that, you know, before we get in the car to go anywhere, before we get on a plane to go anywhere, I am not going to rely on the fact that we're going to find a rest stop or we're going to be in an airplane and they're going to continue to serve things that make me happy. So I have to get on with my own little stash. It's like security. Mm. Not only that, you know, I can't wait till they decide they're going to come out with something. You know, I may die of the need of something before they actually arrive with it. So I have to go with my own little...
Well, chocolate, you know, makes for a great, like, step. Yeah. Hiking,
like,
too. Or,
Pooh,
yes, yes.
You know,
emergency.
I come with my own
chocolate
little
emergency.
Yeah, yeah. Import. That's it. Go with my own little honey pot. Yeah. So, you know, when we've talked often about the chocolate dipped globe, the whole concept is go stop at a chocolate shop, a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up your little yummies, take your little sack. Walk out, make a left or a right, and go visit things.
Yeah.
So on the west coast of France, Bayonne, which is spelled like Bayonne, New Jersey. Who would think that Bayonne, New Jersey, which when you pass on the New Jersey Turnpike, looks quite industrial. I don't know what else is there, but as you pass through on the Jersey Turnpike, you know, this is a fairly industrial, commercial-looking area. And it who would think that that name came from some gloriously elegant place in France? And that's where the bayonet comes from as well, you see. So in Bayonne, there is, and it's north, by the way, of Biarritz. Mm-hmm. And Biarritz is about a 45-minute drive north of the border crossing into Spain.
Yeah, that founder of La Maison de Chocolat, where I used to work, he was from Biarritz. So,
All right. Well,
but I never got the pleasure of going down there. But he passed away there last year, actually. Oh. So, yeah.
France.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to go, that's a good place to do it.
Yeah.
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 So,
almost 80 or 80 something. Yeah.
In Biarritz is the Hotel de Palais, which was built by one of the Napoleons, and I can never keep it in my head. It's either Napoleon III or IV, the one that was married to the Empress Eugenie. She was from Spain. So she wanted the summer palace to be near the Spanish border so Mama could come and visit easily. And so even today, you know, I would imagine in a coach, it was probably half a day to the Spanish border. Today, it's a 30-minute drive. And you cross the border, the first town is San Sebastian. That's the place to be at night. Discos and whatnot, kind of clubs and, you know, happy atmosphere happening.
Chocolate
and,
clubs, probably. Right?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I can't answer. Because, you know, we've never done it. I just know about it. Because we've really hung out in Biarritz, which is, and the Hotel de Palais became the first U.S. university, American university, in Europe after World War II, and it's where the American officers, who were no fools, set up as their residence when they were there, you know, after the war. And during the war, that was their residence. So there's a very strong American-French amitié, friendship, between all the folks around there. And when you come up to the Hotel de Palais, around the back, because it's right on the North Atlantic, and when you go around the back of the hotel, it's like sort of on a bit of a cliff, and they have about 40 flags representing places around the world where their guests come from. And the two in the middle standing side by side are the French flag and the American flag, because of the special history and relationship with this hotel. And you'll see people surfing there, always wearing those rubbery wetsuits because the water's really cold in the North Atlantic. And the surfing was introduced because the cinematographer of one of, what was the film that was made there? Farewell to Arms, maybe? It was, I forget the film, but there was a film that was made there. And when the Americans came, the actors and all the you know, production crew, the cinematographer, who I think was married to Deborah Carr, but we have to check that, I'm pretty sure. He came with his wetsuit and his surfboard, and he was an oddity. And the result is that even today, there are international surfing festivals in Biarritz every year. And anytime I've been there, there's, you know, anywhere from a dozen to hundreds of surfers out there in the water off the west coast of France. But you just, you leave Biarritz, you go north to Bayonne, and you will find the Chocolate Museum. And it's still a working chocolate factory, but they closed for lunch. And we got lucky. We were there in the middle of the day, so they were closed. There are 500-year-old equipment is there on display. You'd have
wonderful.
A field
nice.
Day. You would,
yeah,
you would enjoy it. And they were Sephardic Jews who, in the 1500s, during the Spanish Inquisition, said, let's get the flock out of here. And they packed up everything, including their production equipment of their chocolates, because they were chocolatiers, and they moved to France with it. So it's got lots of interesting history. There's also a museum to folk life or historic whatever. It's a museum of life living. I forget the exact name of it. It's right down the road a piece from the Chocolate Museum. And they've got everything from cradles to kitchen equipment to, you know, the kind of little footies people wore and the clothing they wore. And I really enjoyed a visit to that town, to Bayonne. So, and then you continue northward and you come to Burgundy. And it's a great area to be in. We're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up this hour talking with Joshua Needleman from Chocolate Springs Cafe in Lenox, Massachusetts, just down the road from here. Don't leave me the Stephanie Abrams.
There's this vat of chocolate over it.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
For more travel talk, coast to coast, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here, finishing up with Joshua Needleman, who is the owner, founder, guiding light at Chocolate Springs Cafe in Lenox, Massachusetts. And I am delighted that he is here with us. Here, when people come to visit us here in Berkshire County, I hope they come and peek in. If we're here, the lights will be on. At Studio 35 at the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of the heart of Berkshire County. It's almost dead center in the county. Easy to get to. 2 hours west of Boston. Just get on the Mass Pike. And about 2.5 hours north of New York City. Take the Taconic unless you come up in the dead of winter and it's a blizzard. In which case, get on the New York Thruway because they do it's a flatter, straighter, not so windy, lots of service stop areas along the way, right on the road, kind of a road that they do a great job of keeping clean. If otherwise, you get on the Taconic, which is hilly and windy and gorgeous and fabulous. But if you want services along the route, like you want, you know, a pit stop, you need gasoline, you want to have something to eat, you're going to have to get off the road and drive usually 10 minutes or more in one direction or another to find such a place because they don't have, you know, the kind of rest stops along the way that you have on most highways. But either way, it is a gorgeous drive to get to Berkshire County. And when you get here, just head north on Route 7. And as you're on the north side of the road, the Lenox Commons will be on your left. And that's where you'll find Chocolate Springs. So if you're into chocolate, this is an attraction, honestly. And I once had your hot chocolate a couple years ago, and I have to tell you, it is marvelous.
Thank you.
Because most of the time, the people don't think about going into it. So it's the kind of place you can go in. There are, you know, there are a limited number. I mean, it's not like a big restaurant, but there are some small tables and comfortable chairs and a sofa or two and whatever, and you can veg yourself out and and just inhale deeply.
Exactly. You know, yes. Chocolate peace and that serenity.
And that part is completely free. Oasis. You know, just enjoy the aroma.
Yes.
What drew you to chocolate? So.
Yeah, I always loved to eat it as a kid. We actually have a mug at Chocolate Springs that I did when I was in fifth grade that says I love chocolate. So it goes way back.
that's amazing. That really is amazing.
Yeah.
So I understand that there are places in Berkshire County that are serving your chocolate.
Yes, yeah, here at District has it, at which is right across the street from here, across from the Crown Plaza. District, also Brava
in Lenox.
What
else does District serve? It's not a candy store.
No, they have it's a wine bar and food, so it has full restaurants, you know, nice salmon, tapas, you know, light fare, a whole range, actually. They do it by the plates, like small, medium, and large plates, flat iron steaks.
Have you? Yeah, but wine. I understand that, you know, you for some period of time were very involved in educating hoteliers on how they could do chocolate and chocolate paired with wines and liqueurs for tasty kind of things. Instead of, you know, wine and cheese, they were doing
wine and chocolate. There's infinite possibilities. I'm a big fan of the port wine and chocolate. Did a lecture at Tanglewood 2 years running, I think. And also chai tea. I love chai tea and chocolate. Brings out the spices. So that works great with your Cabernets and Merlots. Port works well, and then we do the champagne cognac, so you have the cognacs, orange Grand Marnier, the possibilities are endless.
Well, I'm just the biggest fan, but you know that. And
thank you,
so, you know, we're going to have to come by with our tongues hanging out sometime soon.
More treats all the time. Iced chocolate in the summer and hot chocolate in the winter.
You've got Easter coming up. We've just come through the blitz of Valentine's Day. Are you doing anything special?
Easter bunnies and peanut butter eggs, Easter eggs, all kinds of delicious.
Now, you know, it's a good thing you mentioned
bunnies.
Peanut butter, because there are a lot of people that are allergic to nuts and particularly peanuts. So is there anything that you do to help people understand what your ingredients are so nobody ingests something that looks wonderful and turns into a problem for
them?
You're
right. We keep it separate. The peanut butter doesn't get dipped in. We take the chocolate out and mix it separately for the peanut butter items. And label them
so that they are completely segregated and there's no chance of contamination, because that's a bad thing.
It is. Yeah. I mean, peanuts and nuts. I mean, we have it in the facility, so if people are, but it's also delicious. So
I have a last question.
Yes.
I think it is really presumptive on the part of that white stuff to call itself white chocolate.
Mm. Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it does have the cocoa butter, which comes from the cocoa bean. So it's a slimmed down version of chocolate, very slimmed down, which some people would say that wouldn't count as chocolate. Other people would say, well, because it has the cocoa butter in it, it could consider chocolate. So it's a point of contention.
But it's the fat. So
fattening up. It's the fattened up version of it, with the sugar and the milk powder.
I think they should call it something else. If I were chocolate...
You'd be stripped down of your essence, taken to court on some
kind of defamation of character.
Right.
You know,
right.
Stealing my identity. I don't know. I'd find a reason to shut him up and tell him, call yourself something else, because you may be white, but you're not chocolate.
Right. Yep.
And you're fatty as compared to dark chocolate, which is, from what I have learned, low in fat and high in antioxidants, and is all that true?
Yeah, well, maybe not low in fat. It still does have fat in it, but it's good fats, and it's also has some other great polyphenols and flavonoids and theobromine and all kinds of other.
See, I speak French, but I don't.
500.
Speak,
there's
I don't
500
speak chemical.
Different chemical compounds in chocolate. So
I don't speak
it's a
chemical.
Complex thing. But there's 500 different things going on in there, so they still haven't figured out a way to replicate it. So,
well,
it's
hope
delicious.
That everybody who is planning to go to Tanglewood this summer, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, where the Boston Pops will be doing some wonderful things as well, and some wonderful popular artists coming to visit, that you'll all stop by and build yourself a picnic basket, either, you know, one of the places up here that makes wonderful picnic baskets. You can also order a picnic through Tanglewood itself. Go to Tanglewood.org. Or do what we do. Either eat before, or when you get to the Tanglewood grounds, go to the cafe and eat there, and you don't have to schlep things around with you. But dessert is easy to carry. So stop at Chocolate Springs, get your little sack, and head off for Tanglewood this summer. You're going to love it, I promise you. I want you all to stay with me. So much more to come after the top of the hour news. If you're losing us for any reason, you can find us online, S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, simulcast, streaming live, streaming forever and ever, podcast, archive, all that jazz, S. Abrams.com, Travelers411.com. Don't leave me, people. More to come right after the top of the hour news. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.